I'm gonna need to come back to this. I've been. For the past year, I've been working on a different project with my friend and artist, who's Elisa Ferrari, and when I finished Hammertown, which is like, I'm finished it, this is a poem I've been working on for decades, I wanted to do lots of experimental work, so one of the first things I thought of was making my friend give me phrases, a phrase in English, but then for the beginning of each letter of the phrase, an Italian word. And then I would have to make poems out of them. And I've never read them before because I really don't know Italian very well, and writing this poem has helped me a little, but so you really have to bear with me. What? You have to. So the title is the acrostic. Unfulfillable for Pasolini. Volvo thin networks blossom like veins under flashlight. Nulla facente crowd the corners loud but far away. Feroci shouts but no steel or brass or powder fight. Under times like these, better to keep moving anyway. Lucida de Carta across the dawn sky. Forchetta of pencil scratch clouds divide like lightning. Ispida seats its level just pours into any logo it can just as I fall my hands against the sun. Ancora cigarettes, ancora weed, ancora mosquitoes, Bola Dome of the valley with smoke trapped, DDT, L'Ultima Time, 1966, we followed the bug spray truck around, removed the shade and dust sheet, removed the blanket. Adventure Time. Acrylico, giallo, bucket, helmet, light, hair and smell, Dolce body already half sugar before the mushroom wars. Volo over scorched Arctic pink iceberg drink spill sleep. E come, a pleasant graininess threads through the nodi of time travel. Jet lag opens, a 20th century affect. Trovatello feelings locked in old technologies. Unico in the tubes and gummed hinges. The Rigaccio backstory we all have. Estranio, I had words for dinner. Traduco the mountain, but keep the saffron a nice yato between selves, between I-knit and recreation. Maggiormenta, but not as sweet. Escludo, not a saving bitterness from il vestro miele. Impressionistic night for Tarkovsky. Irisolti paths we took the long way on purpose. Malva in a foaming ditch. Pronto a tutto, but remembering nothing. Radio amatori, sky clear, cold, flat. A high in the thick torso of the continent. Scarabio, rinoceronte, flash powder, star tattoo. Sepia for the estuary where the water pools. Inghera, as far as we could tell, Occidente of here, a Charlie Pride cassette. Keynes in 3/4. Nutria washes its paws as if in prayer. Incredulo about this, but still a stinking wad waved over. Suspetti spirits accompanying dust. Tropo too much for the stairway. In case of emergency, ring this bell. Your credito is established in all dimensions. Nascosi the chalice in the weeds when you insisto we entered unencumbered by metal. Galatice matters reflect the curve of a pineapple bun. Hotel sign from the camper window in half sleep flashes on Tam Tam trailer camp's ever burning dream. Analog infection for Cully. Abastanza already, no need to make your history your nemico. Dust balls of fine thread filter things. Perhaps if you avevo breathed more deeply of them, la lingua would have carried the clover forward. Oimi, the carpet patterns held you in their sway. Gioco duro under the maples on another day. Innocuo until the hot tears of the higher, better nonsenso bathed your neck and sweater. Falaci carpet faces dared you to look up, A, from your desk and observe the swaying branches, confesso to the breeze, as this is a confession. Three people on a bench, not in hell, with nothing in mente but stitching the park to the edge of the lake, O, and the long ovals radiating from the lake and track, non-andro to describe until you get back. Humean supervenience for Kevin Davies, which I forget what that means, as well as what most of these Italian words mean. I knew once. Hopla, I walked out a sunflower hot gun to my forehead. Umidicio hair through a crushed hat's ironic motto that sweat and sun have bleached and deepened. Ebene, my pineal gland must be somewhere. Comic slap, Ancora marble walls with railings cool on every street. No, a poi no is something you could say 1,000 times very quickly. Sibilo at the end, though if you were me, officiality, where did you get such flat feet? Your prestazione of offended innocence is a plinth, a platform for the entitled arabesques out of your barbecue mouth. Rotante brought you a set of steak knives, a set of teeth, valvola, a leaf out of a sliding door cracks, a spelly in my lap every time we hit a bump, novita of a hot splash dab for my eye, intendo from the third eye on its stalk, errore-filled structures blister in the night. Known for this angel cake of conversation, Constanti scan of six-year-old lucidly in a new room does not errare merciless without compression or restriction. Let me read one more of these. Okay. I'll try and read this one. The sort of source of this was my friend. I was going to give her my copy of one of the Portland versions of Lisa Robertson's book of prose, and it got very wet, and she ironed it on her rug, and it caused the rug to melt. And it's huge. Toxins and hormones for Lisa Robertson. Terza generazione trades birthrights for books, heads ovest for burning sage, red drapery skies, bomber command jets, ex come in expo, vistabex and botox, volumiziano the clouds folds, infinita gradione, occasionale tenerezza, some loss of sensation, novecento points of entrance, milli notes you took, sul incontro in an insect script. A Kreuzlingen, an ant, marches past un cristallo du sacero, nervoso, but not as a hummingbird is nervous, del buonamore of a dog, the biting sarcasm of a raven. Hi, balbetta tato, the car to a rolling stop, OTD, and into the spiraling North Shore, Santa Ana's, RTF, like lichen smears spill from a bandeau laundromat TV onto the snow, the movimento from half-mast fluttering to golf ball whites assume l'officiale postura of a supplicante, a good kneeling torso, normilenio, genetio, lighting mammon specie appanati, epistolario shredded and lit up for carnival as slow snow melt drips from the spartiacque of the cowichan and the confluenza of the big and little knitinette. And I'll read a couple more from the book and we'll be done. Oh yeah. I'll finish up with the last poem from Hammertown. A letter to Hammertown. The orange chestnut canopy has shredded into a discarded hamper of wet umber, umber orange, lacy amber, blood orange, and bloody amber rags through which tires carve calm channels in time, neat stripes of a general widening as the averages catch up. I snobbishly note on Shasta's behalf the oddly spindly thighs of her underemployed big city sisters, short-leashed by Fedora Dan, by Fedora Dad, or Leopard Mom, insulting white bags threaded through their collars, a badge of slavery. No sniff, no field, no flicker. On the sound walk, the light is louder than I remember, darkest in the under-tree gloom, dramatic gravel bony underfoot, until cranked across by cable car, 80s rain filtering through a carpentered 40s porch onto the basement suite stairwell. Twin ghosts of my brother pass each other at different times and don't look up, wary, preoccupied, in transit. Later, I made a loop of the pebble crunch and engine so that they'd course through her headphones and make a kind of disco that I could then loop again and install in a top branch under the streetlight, a kind of permanent radio. Missing, though, the persistent sense of misdirection, the relaxation of muscles associated with certain vocabularies, the slow rounding off of matter under successive waves of daylight and water. The next day, the microphone was a hummingbird extracting sugar from ink, hovering locked sentences breaking up in a riot of orange lichen and red bricks flattened under solar flares. I abandon myself to a blushing of precise boundaries, like where a squirrel would step up to snap the branch back fast enough to ride the torque all the way back, a walnut under each arm, get away with intent to spring rather than English leave. It's why I wear my shirts backwards and my jacket is the color of the sky. I'd abandon everything for a plush spring with a fat calendar, every day ringing a bell, every day floating in a penumbra of sound, echolocalic lenses unfurling, coiled bat wings flap as I velociraptor among rainy streets and thread on a knotted length of fishing line, pinpricks of orange brick mixed with holiday sweat. You abandon yourself to the runnels and channels of a new boundary, ankle deep sliding, thick transparency mirroring, even when disrupted, the thick marine light located by inference, the waggle of a last leaf and 2 minutes of leaping edit in a spray of divided attention, your lupine shoulder dropping hot science on cold water. The truckers eat on the roof, and the roofers eat in their truck, tossing wax paper out the window until a cleansing thermal draft sweeps the top of a cherry picker, a micro-branded cyclist smoking a drum blunt, squishes in half sleep, his thigh pajama dancing, headset tuned to the sound of a fan or a tiny, tiny big band, but never opens his eyes, not once. An infant navigator in a chrome helmet racing the wax paper. At the highest branch of the chestnut, an FM transceiver relays sounds from the street to another in an alder on the shores of Beck Lake. The chestnut is only discernible from the attic on very quiet nights during frog season or during storms, but the one on Beck Lake carries traffic sounds at all times over the reeds, only fading at the forest canopy. And in sleep, the furious forest reconstitutes itself. The ringing silence, thick, flinch. And in sleep, the furious forest reconstitutes itself. The ringing silence, thick, fleshly, drenched footfall, and Shasta's fast footfall, lakeside endorsement, under alder endorsement, ringing antennae of sleep along the long hillsides, always stumbling and climbing, gravity heavy, feet prescient, sleep, coming to each limb, separately heaving, the will forward, fall asleep, walk and fall asleep along the long lakesides. Run and drift awake, the stubble of vocabulary swirls around your feet in spouts of antique bliss, the furious forest now suffused with a pink X-ray light under which the bones of the street are revealed in arched and Baroque forms, ringing Byzantine brass through coloratura speakers, interrupt the operation of sleep along the long avenues, always, always climbing the will forward, will fall asleep and run and drift awake along the long lake signs. Doesn't everyone need a stapler to bind with fallen leaves their lists of unassailable demands? A scotch tape splice to return dead voices to the brink of audibility? A stubborn hippie structure, a bottom-heavy grid, a moving sidewalk portrait. On the second soundwalk, the street corners bulged with cartoon furniture and clouds of silent winter gnats swirled around the ducts and fans I closed my eyes against, the expected unexpected birds who kicked the water jug downwind, stuck firecrackers in the gravel, held electric toothbrushes against lampposts, the expected unexpected tricolor of bad country fireworks strobing raccoon Morse code through a left open gate. Better though to lay down on the curb, ears pressed hard against it like Jerry Creed used to catch those long lonely city tones through the headlamp glow. Instructions were just ghosts in purple offices anyhow. Klondike, do you hear what he called me? Aren't you going to fight him? Put together drunk, grinning at her favorite brown thing, who's mocked desperately dialing a cab on the unmanned cash machine. Her filled in diastema sinking through cookie to cold whiteness. The other ones are called gaps. An interval then, diastem, as you step through this rip of surface tension into another world. And just as my father carried a pint for his father home from the pub, covering it with his hands from the rain, I will carry this bucket of cinnamon schnapps back from Kingsgate Mall and not spill a drop. Thank you.
Okay, let's hear it for Craig and Peter for a really wonderful evening of poetry. Thank you.